And hi, everybody. This is Lenny Melnick, and let's see what's happening today in the world of fantasy baseball. It's Sunday. It's July 15th, and away we go in the American League. Daniel Cabrera, take him off your sleeper list. Take him off your hot player list. Take him off your potential list. First inning, nine of the first 13 batters reached base. 38 pitches in the first inning. He never recovered. 115 pitches in six innings. Forget about him. Dice K, strangely enough, you know, he had trouble early in the year pitching out of the stretch, but yesterday he pitched out of the stretch in the third, fourth, and fifth inning just to calm himself down and get command going. So, interesting tactic by Dice K. By the way, who did the Tampa Bay team get when they traded Bobby Abreu? Who did they get when they traded Bobby Abreu, who is hitting .407? In Tropicana Field, by the way, hit a home run last night. Carlos Pena, don't forget, Pena was cut in spring training by the Tampa Bay team. Only the fact that Greg Norton went on the DL, they called him back, and the rest is history. Dustin McGowan, a four-pitch pitcher, pitched yesterday for Toronto. Only had two pitches, and you can't do that. He can't do that against Boston. Vernon Wells, by the way, is hitting .297, batting number one. And Alex Rios, .382, batting number three. I hate to see Vernon Wells in that number one spot. In Chicagoland, the White Sox have Jose Contreras going today. His velocity is down. You want to take a look at him. Big-time trade candidate there. CC Sabathia, 13 earned runs in his last 11 innings. That's two starts. Not good. Two starts. CC Sabathia has not pitched well. A-Rod to Detroit. They think that by getting rid of contracts next year, Todd Jones, Sean Casey, Monroe, Maroth, Mesa have already gone, that they may have the funds to go after big time. Alex Rodriguez, Gil Mesh, Kansas City is 5-1 in his last six starts. Mesh has won his last three on his own. And out there in L.A., John Lackey, 45 pitches in the first inning, gave up three runs, 68 pitches in the next five innings, managed to really gut it out, did a great job, did John Lackey. By the way, Dan Johnson, rumors are floating around, the Yankees and Minnesota Twins. Richie Sexton, 5 out of his last 40, 0-16. His batting average was up to .213. It's now back down to .200. If you're thinking, well, Sexton did so well last year in the second half, he's going to do it again. Not too sure about that. Atlanta Braves have won 6 out of the last 7, 11 out of the last 15. Thinking of signing Julio Franco. Gamesmanship right there. But Rafael Soriano not pitching well his last 12 outings. Got a 3.26 ERA. Check that. Batters are hitting 326 against him and a 5.23 ERA. In New York, Jorge Sosa scheduled to come off the DL on Monday and pitch. Pat Burrell, 3-for-3 yesterday. Gordon's coming back Monday or Tuesday. Myers, July 24th, around there. Don't forget, Philadelphia, second-half team. Last year, they were 45-30. In 05, they were 43-30. So Philadelphia could really make some noise. Ted Lilly woke up, saw the wind blowing out 15 miles an hour. Still pitched a pretty good game last night. Houston, Brad Lidge to Boston. For Jacoby Ellsbury, are we talking Larry Anderson for Jeff Bagwell here? We'll see about that one. Ben Sheets, the finger sprain. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. I have Ben Sheets on my Towel Wars team, so let's see what happens there. Could be anything. In Pittsburgh, Jason Bay, 0-for-3, .251. Still very disappointing. Out there in Colorado, Matt Holliday struck out four times on Friday. So what'd they do? They gave him a rest yesterday. Not to be concerned about that. Chad Tracy got two hits. Two consecutive games, two hits. That's the first time since late April that Tracy coming off a rib injury. By the way, he's hitting .235 in July. So he's got to do better than that. And Chris Young can't do better than what he's doing. Another great performance. One earned run, six in, and 1.97 ERA against Arizona. Send me an email, Lenny at LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. That's the email address. The hotline number from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, 6 to 7 in the evening is 516-353-6375. Send me an email, give me a phone call, and visit the playground for fantasy baseball, www.LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. Until tomorrow, let's win some fantasy baseball.